The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John. Glad to see you.
Good morning, Otto. It's glad to see you. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, and it's always great when we're together. And today we have a very, very interesting conversation, and we're going to be with Barry Klitzberg. And Barry is the Assistant Program Coordinator for Nassau County HICAP Program. And Barry's going to tell me, of course, what HICAP stands for. But we're going to be talking about Medicare and how people get it and how people have gotten thrown off. I mean, the one thing that Christina Liu has been doing as the producer of this radio program is bringing in time-sensitive speakers to talk about stuff that's going on during the pandemic and how it's affecting people. And just a brief conversation we had with Barry prior to starting the program, many, many people, probably hundreds of thousands, have been affected by losing their jobs a little sooner than they expected. Barry, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you again.
Same here. And I'm going to start off with a generic question that we were talking about, Otto and myself and you, in reference to, one, how people sign up for Medicare, and then two, how that has been thrown off with the pandemic.
Thank you. I mean, we're getting a lot of questions. Just to answer your initial question, HICAP stands for Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program. It is a free service for people with who have Medicare questions. Either they're on Medicare and they need assistance navigating the system or how to get into the system.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people who had health insurance from their job and continued to work after they were eligible for Medicare, they lost their job because of the pandemic and subsequently lost their health insurance. So what we are doing is helping people sign up for Medicare. There are certain forms that are needed to be filled out. So you could sign up when you lose your coverage without a penalty for enrolling after 65. And there are certain forms that we send to people, or we could email them, and they then fill that out. Their employer verifies that they were working up until whenever and had coverage. And that goes to Social Security, and Social Security even set up a fax line because their offices are closed. So people can fax that information to Social Security, and they will then get their Medicare coverage the first day of the following month. So there's hopefully no gap in coverage, and at worst, it's a one-month gap.
Okay. Now, am I right? So if you're 60, make it 65 years old, 60, you're still fully employed. Right. That person can apply for their Medicare card, but just have it. They don't have to use it. They just have it.
They can apply for Part A, which is premium.
Part A, right. Free. Thank you.
There's no premium for that, so there's no reason not to take it. When you stop working or you lose your employer coverage, then you can sign up for Part B, again, using the same forms that I mentioned for those other folks, without a penalty. Now, there are a lot of complications, but as long as there are 20 employees or more, then your employer coverage is primary and you don't need Medicare. If it's a small employer, you might want to consider taking Medicare because usually their Medicare would be primary.
Otto?
Is 65 still the magic number? You know, if you're 64 and a half or you kind of out of luck, you have to go back on the market and...
65 is still the magic number unless you're getting Social Security disability for 2 years. All right. So about 80% of people are on Medicare because of age 65.
Okay. So if you're 63 and you lost your job, you got a big problem.
You can do one of two things. Either go with COBRA, which is expensive. or go to the marketplace and sign up for a plan until you're 65, then you would drop your marketplace coverage or your COBRA, if you're still on COBRA, and take Medicare, because Medicare is much less expensive than COBRA and usually provides more comprehensive care than the marketplace.
You know, Otto, that's a tremendous point you just made. I mean, the poor people, 62, 63, 64, just under 65, who have lost their jobs through this, they have no coverage, and it's terrible. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, Medicare is a gift. There's no question about it. And COBRA is, because I know people have been on COBRA, it's a fortune. And going out to get any sort of private coverage for a couple of years, most people can't afford it. You could be talking $2,000 a month. I mean, and then on top of that, you have huge deductibles, you know, and that's just for an individual. I mean, I know individuals have to have done it for 2 years, because God forbid something catastrophic happens to you, excuse me, in the interim. Yeah. You need the insurance. You have too much at risk.
But you can't afford not to have it either, because if something happens, you know, nobody knows what's in store for any of us. And
right.
If you don't have, you have no coverage, that's a serious problem. It's a bad, I mean, you could be, we're using a nice number like 63. You could be 59 or 60 and have a lot of years ahead of you to do that.
Right.
Maybe not be able to get a job. You know, there's a lot of people in a bad, bad way because of this whole thing. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, what just happened now? I mean, there are people that are 50 and lost their jobs, 55, that I have no idea. You know, I know somebody that was planning on getting married and then did get married because they lost their job. And they said, you know, let's move this up because the spouse, the other person had the job. And so now they're covered, you know, under a spousal, as opposed to waiting a year or two to get the wedding going. They were almost, I mean, they wanted to get married eventually, but it kind of moved them up. And insurance moved them up. It wasn't love, it was insurance.
Yeah, I could just visualize this whole new dating game. You know, first of all, like with all the people, do you still drive? Yeah, I do. Do you have insurance?
Do you have insurance?
Okay, great. Let's get married. It's not funny, really, but trying to put a spin on it.
It's true. Go ahead, Barry.
A lot of people who lost their jobs and have no income or even moderate income might also be eligible for the expanded Medicaid through the exchange. So it's not traditional Medicaid for people who are 65 or have a disability with low income and no resources. The expanded Medicaid has more lenient rules in terms of the requirements for, you know, income and asset eligibility. So a lot of people go on the marketplace, get Medicaid, and when you enter your information, it'll tell you you can get Medicaid. And then when you're 65, you drop that for Medicare. This is not like a menu where you pick one from column A and one from column
right.
B. You really need to look at this, talk to somebody or a marketplace navigator to find out what might work best for you. Now, we could start a person off, call us, we could let you know what's out there, refer you to the navigators in Nassau and Suffolk, and they can then give you more specific information. Or you go to the NewYorkStateOfHealth.com, and that's the marketplace website.
Going to the top line here, you have Medicare, which is not enough. So now you have to get a supplement / Medigap, I guess it could be called both, right?
Right.
Or Medicare Advantage. So you have to, now you need to make a decision on what are you going to have as a support system, if you will, to your Medicare insurance. And that's what the date is that's coming up now, right? October?
October 15th through December 7th is the open enrollment season, where people can switch their drug plan or their Medicare Advantage to a different one. They have an additional season for Medicare Advantage, but the drug plans are October 15th through December 7th. If you're on a Medigap plan, those are the supplement plans, the A, B, C through N, you could switch any month. There's continuous open enrollment. So that you could switch any time. But these are individualized questions. Medigaps are standard. So if you know what benefits you need, you can just look at the various companies that sell the different plans, how much they cost. And since they're standardized, it's easier. With Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans, they're not standardized. So you've got to go in with our help or with the help of someone who is familiar with the system to go in to look at the individual Medicare Advantage plan or the drug plan and see which one works best for you by entering your drugs, by finding out, is your doctor in the network? Will they take that insurance if it's a Medicare Advantage? So those are more labor intensive. You've got to do more research. Now we can help with that.
The Advantage plan seems to me to be, there's a lot, like I've been reading, there's a lot of new things, which we can get into later, I think, about long-term coverage, long-term care and whatever. But it seems to me a little more of a gamble because maybe your doctor's in the plan right now, but something happens and you need to go to a different doctor who's a specialist who's not in the plan. Now, all of a sudden, you're on shaky ground, as I see it.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely part of the equation. When people call me and they'll say, well, what's the best plan? And my answer is, what's the best ice cream flavor? It's what works for you. If you need to see a lot of specialists, then maybe an Advantage plan isn't good for you. Maybe you need a Medigap supplement plan with a separate drug plan so you don't have to worry about a network. With a Medigap, any doctor that takes Medicare, the Medigap plan will work with that. So again, this is individualized. If you travel a lot, if you're a snowbird, Medicare Advantage, again, may not be the right way to go because you have a network. So if you go out of the network, you're either going to have a higher copay if it's a preferred provider organization, or you're going to pay the whole thing on your own if it's an HMO. So these are individual questions that I go through with everybody that calls asking for our advice.
You know, Barry, wait one second.
Yes,
Barry, give out your phone number because I want to give it out a couple of times through the show. Sure. And you keep saying people who call, but I don't have your number.
The number for the HICAP in Nassau County.
Right.
Our hotline is 516-485-3754.
3754, okay.
Right. We can repeat that as often as you want because, now that we're getting close to the open enrollment season, we want people to know that they can call us, we can walk them through. We have a couple of staff there plus some volunteers. So we're there Monday through Friday. And if it's busy or we step away from our desk for a minute, leave a message on the voicemail with your name and phone number. We will call you back usually that day, definitely within 2 days. And our message says that.
Terrific. What we're going to do right now is take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.